Well, it's so good to be back here. Thank you, Wes and Janet, for having us once again. And we don't take it lightly being here. And wow, there's quite a few people here this morning. There's a good movement of God happening right now. Something's happening right now. Amen. Now, just give me a... I forgot the time frame. Ministry after that. Wonderful. Okay. I just want to... No, I want to honour you guys, so I appreciate that. Amen. Thank you for that. And we've just been on this whirlwind, you know. We had 13 people rededicate their lives to the Lord last night, which is awesome. We had 82 people get saved or rededicate in Fiji over 9 days. 82. Isn't that awesome? And over two, amen, and over two events we've done in Auckland in the last 2 months, we've had over 50. And everything from gang members to young kids just weeping and crying. Last night, if you were there, you saw people just come up the front. The moment they just stand there just weeping and crying, and God's doing a new thing, amen? And there's just a prophetic song at the moment that's just been played out there, and it's "Hell Has Lost Another One." Hell's not gaining souls, hell's losing souls. Amen. Amen. What did Reinhard Bonnke used to say? He wants to plunder hell and populate heaven. Amen. And so I just feel like even with Franklin Graham here, you know, I got to prophesy over one of his leaders that came to Wellington. We were doing something in Wellington and he'd come just to share, and we got to prophesy over one of his leaders about some things about his life, and also just declare that now is the time for souls to come into the kingdom in New Zealand. Amen. I just believe it is a fresh breath. And we saw something in Auckland that we've never seen before in our ministry to date, that halfway through the altar call, people were just walking up, ready to be saved. They didn't even want to wait till the end of the message. They were just like, I just need to come up and get my life right with Jesus. And so once they start walking, you watch, soon they're going to start running. Amen. Because some of you might have seen that in previous moves of God, but I just believe that as times get darker and hope gets less, people are desperate to unload their sin. Amen. They don't even know the language for it, but they know they got something that they need to get free from. And Jesus is the answer to their problems. Hallelujah. Jesus is the answer to your problem, all right? There is no other answer. The government's not going to fix it. Amen. Social services aren't going to fix it. Civil services aren't going to fix it. It all helps in the context of society and culture, but there's only one answer, and his name is Jesus. Amen. And so we're just really on a flow at the moment. We've seen so many miracles. I was sharing some of them last night. We had a young girl actually get out of a wheelchair last Sunday at Catch the Fire Church up in Auckland. And she got prayed for by our 10-year-old daughter. And she heard a voice say, "Get out of that wheelchair." And she got out of the wheelchair. And within a few seconds, she was running around the building. And she'd been diagnosed with some neuron disease, and the parents were weeping and crying. It was just a dramatic experience for them. They'd just started to build a new bathroom, $50,000 in a new bathroom just to facilitate their daughter because she couldn't go to the bathroom properly anymore. And I hope they didn't pay that deposit because they don't need no bathroom anymore. Amen. They don't need no bathroom anymore. And they were weeping and crying. And 5 days later, I got a text just last night, actually, that she hasn't gone back to the wheelchair. She's completely healed. And that family is just celebrating. Hallelujah. Celebrating. And so it's such an exciting time to be alive. I just am so excited about what God is doing. I just feel the miracle power of God. I feel the signs and wonders of God. Just, I feel like anything could happen at any time. It's that type of expectation and what the Lord is doing. And so we're excited to be here. I mean, so much is going on in Christchurch. You got Franklin Graham coming. You got different ministers coming in and out. And we just feel fortunate to just be here and just help sow into what God is doing. Amen. So it's an awesome time here. And, you know, I've written a book, and I wanted to give some of these away today. It's called "The God of Hyper Mega Power." He's not just the God of power. He's the God of hyper mega power. And I used to preach, you know, it's not the hype spirit, it's the Holy Spirit. Amen. We don't have to hype up God. But when I looked at the original Greek and found out that actually the original Greek says he's the hyper power God, I thought that's a good title right there. I don't think you can hype God up enough, because as much as we can hype him up, he's even more powerful than that. Amen. He's even more mega than that, amen? I know that there's this term megalomaniacs and people that just think they're something special or whatever, but God is the true megalomaniac. I mean, he's mega, amen? And we don't have to hype him up enough. Hallelujah. And so it's actually biblical. It comes out of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. But this is really a bunch of testimonies. It talks about the gift of miracles, the working of miracles, the gift of healing. Breaks down how to operate in miracles, different miracles we've seen in the islands. Been cyclones being rebuked and witch doctors being delivered and heaps of cool stuff like that. And I've just kind of put it into an action-packed book that you can read in a couple of hours, but people just really feel something deposited in their spirit because it's the day of power. We need the dunamis power of God back in the church, amen? And so if you do want some copies and you don't get one today, you can just email us. They're on our website. But who wants a copy? I'm just giving some free ones away. Helen, why don't you just, or Liz, why don't you just give some away? Just spread it out. Just spread it out. I always love it when preachers give away free stuff, amen? It's kind of good. And someone just, I was walking in the door and someone just said that they got a call from their daughter this morning who got delivered last night in our meeting. And Judah, my son, my 12-year-old son, had a word of knowledge about a shoulder, and it was actually a trauma that was hindering the healing, and she got a massive deliverance. I don't know if you remember, but there was a lady screaming and stuff, and she just got a big deliverance and phoned her mum this morning saying, I just got a big deliverance and I'm totally free. Amen. Praise God. And so we're just so happy that God is moving, doing deliverances, doing healings. I mean, casting out demons. Amen. And that's why I love this church, because you're a deliverance church. And so it's so good just to be able to be a part of that. And I just want to thank actually Rob Packer for doing the worship last night. And can we just honor Rob? And what a blessing to the body of Christ. And you know, I used to sit there as a 21-year-old young man when you used to come to the church I was at up in Auckland, and you used to minister, and here I am, get to share the stage with you and just be a part of you releasing your gift and partnering with you. What an honor, you know. It's just incredible. So thank you, Rob, for all you do. You are such a blessing. Amen. And so I do have a small encouragement today, a message. God downloaded it into my spirit last night. And I was going to share it last night, and I just kind of switched at the last minute, and but it's still stirring in me, and so I want to just release it today. But I really do feel like I'm going to leave plenty of time, because God wants to heal people, amen. And then tonight we're just going to get into crazy, radical revival service, fire of God, miracles, amen. You know, for people to receive a miracle, people have to come that need a miracle. So I'm just encouraging you guys, bring someone that needs a miracle. Amen? Bring someone that's sick. Bring someone that's demonized. Bring someone that's lost. Amen? Let's get them in the house of God so we can see God do something really special tonight. Amen? You guys excited? And what I feel like we'll do at the end as well is I think we're going to do the prayer of faith. The Bible says that the prayer of faith heals the sick and the Lord will raise them up. And the prayer of faith has been a gift that God has given our ministry ever since the first crusade we did in Samoa in 2014. We released the prayer of faith and miracles broke out in the crusade, and that was how our ministry was birthed. And so there's something on this ministry around the prayer of faith that we're going to do at the end of the service. We had a young girl on Saturday night in Auckland. We did the prayer of faith, and she had bone problems since birth. Bone problems since birth. And when we did the prayer of faith, she laid hands on her own legs and she felt the bones grow under her legs. And the pain instantly left her. And she's been healed since birth. feel the anointing. Oh my gosh. Like, imagine your bone just growing under your hand. We're Christians, right? We believe that kind of stuff, amen? I remember in Samoa, I prayed for a nurse. She had a slipped disc in her spine, and she'd been hospitals, operations, and I felt the bone under my hand, like, punch my hand, just flick my hand, and she was instantly healed. It just popped. It just popped under my hand. I mean, bone just grow out. She just felt it grow. Well, how do you know that was real? Because the next day she invited us to the hospital in Samoa and said, I want you to do a healing meet in the hospital. I'm going to set it up. And a week later, we're in the hospital in Samoa doing a healing meeting. We had a lady in Hawaii get healed of a bone contusion in her leg, and her leg had muscle wastage because she hadn't used it for a whole year. She was on crutches and she got healed, and she went to bed that night after the bone had been healed, and she woke up in the morning and all her muscles had grown back overnight. And she came and testified the next night that her leg was just, you know, so... It's just cool, amen? It's just cool. I mean, God is God, you know? And it's just so cool rolling with Jesus, you know? And, oh man, it's crazy. Jesus, help me just get something out today, Lord. Matthew 16, verse 13, we're going to talk about a very popular verse today. I'm going to try and get through some of it. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I am? So they said, some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. Wow, a lot of people didn't really know who Jesus was. Amen? Ever feel like that sometimes, right? Is this of God? Is this not of God? Is this person? I sometimes feel like that. And then he said to them, but who do you say that I am? See, it doesn't matter what other people say about Jesus. It matters what you say about Jesus. Who is Jesus to you? That's all that matters. Don't worry about what your friends say. Don't worry about what sometimes your family might say. Amen. Who do you say? You know something in your spirit. You know what God has done in your life. You know what Jesus has done in your life. Government doesn't want you to believe in Jesus. People don't want you to believe in Jesus. But let me tell you, Jesus wants you to believe in Jesus. Hallelujah. And if you believe in Jesus, that's all that matters. Glory be to God. Amen. Our family think we're crazy, apart from my mother-in-law who's sitting here. She probably thinks we're a little bit crazy too, but... They don't know how we do what we do. They don't want to know how we do what we do. And it doesn't matter that they don't want to know how we do what we do. Because I know that 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 Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. Amen? Come on. We got to stop thinking what our friends think. I'm just sharing some people over here because some people over here having a problem with their friends groups. And you know, you just got saved and your family's, you know, doesn't want you to go to church. And they think you've just gone off the bandwagon and off the loopy end and one short of a six-pack and... You know, and it doesn't matter. Amen? It doesn't matter. What matters is what you believe in your spirit. Amen? And if you stand for that, your life will change and people will see it to the glory of God. Hallelujah. But who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said to them, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you. See, it's blessed. You enter into a blessing when you stand for who you believe Jesus is. There's a blessing attached to it, amen? When you're willing to stand up and say, I believe in Jesus, something happens. A blessing is released from out of the spirit realm. Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell, Hades, shall not prevail against it, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And so what we have here is a story. And the context is that Jesus was in this region called Caesarea Philippi. And I'm not going to teach it today because I'm just, you know, preaching it. But if you do your study about that, it was really the region that was the stronghold of all these demonic gods. It was the region where everyone was worshiping a certain god. They had big temples there to different gods. They did a lot of orgies. There was sexual uncleanness, all manner of sexual uncleanness, all manner of demonic worship. And so they were right in this place where there was all this noise going on. This god or that god. And we're in Fiji where some of the Hindus have 3 million gods. Amen. And so there's all this noise and all these belief systems and all these ideologies, and Jesus chose to release something right in the middle of this noise. Amen. And sometimes we can get a bit discouraged. We can say, well, there's so many options for kids these days. There's so many teachings out there. There's so much humanism. There's so much ideology. You know, the leftist agenda and all this gender politics is coming in. Oh, it's going to be so hard. No, Jesus chose to release something in the middle of that that was more powerful than all of that. Amen. Don't buy into the demonic plan to get us disappointed and discouraged and disillusioned with what God's doing in the earth right now. He's doing something awesome in the middle of it. He's going to prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. He didn't say, I'll get rid of your enemies and then prepare a table. He said, right in the middle, right in front of your enemies in your life, I'm going to prepare a banqueting table and you're going to eat and your enemies are going to watch you eat the blessing of God in your life. Woo! Just sit there, devil, and watch me eat the blessings that God has put in my life. Watch me eat those miracles from heaven. Watch me eat that blessing from heaven. Watch me eat the victory in my life right in front of you. Hey. Hallelujah. And so what did Jesus want to release in the middle of this noise, of all these competing belief systems and all these competing ideologies? Right in the middle of it, he chose this place to release a spirit of revelation. I'm talking briefly today about a spirit of wisdom and revelation. Because Jesus said to Peter, don't listen to what people are saying. I am. Don't listen to the ideologies and the belief systems that are trying to control the atmosphere in this town. The Father can cut through all of that and give you a spirit of revelation about who I really am and the power that is in who I am. He said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. That word is the word used for revelation. But my Father in heaven, what was the revelation? That Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. That revelation, when we preach Jesus, when we share Jesus, when we go against popular opinion and popular culture and what people are trying to do in New Zealand, and we just say Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, something happens in the atmosphere that changes nations. Hallelujah. And we need the spirit of wisdom and revelation. We need that spirit in the church that is going to cut through everything that people are going through and bring them to a saving understanding of who Jesus really is. That he is the savior of mankind. That men and women must submit to the name of Jesus, whether it's now or when they die. Everyone will have to bow their knee to Jesus Christ. I'd rather now. How about you? I'd rather do it now. Holy Jesus. Amen. So we have to understand something about the spirit of revelation. is that it reveals the nature of Jesus. Now, Peter never said Jesus in that verse. It didn't say Peter said, you are Jesus. It said, you are the Christ. I mean, Jesus is standing right in front of him, right? So he's not just talking about Jesus the man. He's actually talking about Jesus being anointed as something. And Jesus is anointed as the Christ, as the Messiah, as the Savior, and as the King. So quite often in just churchianity and just doing life as a Christian, you know, we can begin to just use the name of Jesus a little bit haphazardly. It can become like a Christian cliche or a colloquialism, and we can just kind of say things, you know, and we've lost that understanding of the power in the name. So Peter wasn't identifying, hey, Jesus was born in Nazareth and, you know, there you are, you're standing here and you're Jesus. And I know that he's saying, no, you are the Christ. There is something about dominion. There is something about authority. There is something about anointing. There is something about power that Peter had a revelation of. And the only way we can get that understanding of how much authority, how much power Jesus really has, is to receive it by revelation. Is to receive it by revelation. We can't just receive it through knowledge. Amen. We can't just receive it through head knowledge or head understanding. We have to receive it through our spirit, through the spirit of revelation that flows from the Holy Spirit. See, because we have amazing theology, but I believe the church is moving from theology into reality. Theology, good theology would be like Martha when Lazarus died. How many know that story? And Martha said to Jesus, I know that Lazarus will rise in the last day. Good theology. But Jesus said, Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me shall never die. In other words, the reality of her theology was standing right in front of her, but she couldn't recognize it because she had no revelation. Martha didn't have a revelation that could bring the reality of what she believed into her present day. And thankfully, reality was standing in front of her and Lazarus rose from the dead. So what bridges the gap between our belief system and our theology and the way we believe and seeing the reality and the actualization and the manifestation of those things we believe is this thing called the spirit of revelation. The revelation means to unveil, to unwrap something. When you have a revelation, it unveils, a curtain is pulled back. The veil is torn, and you begin to enter in and see things for as they really are. You begin to see the reality of the way things really are, not the construct of the way this physical world is constructed, nor the construct of the way the demonic tries to use the physical world through our five senses, but the veil is pulled back, and you see the reality. And that can only come through the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Now, if you remember in the book of Acts, there's that story about the seven sons of Sceva and about how they were Jewish, sons of a Jewish priest, and Jews believed in exorcism, so they did that. That was a part of their doctrine. And they'd heard about this guy named Paul who was casting out demons all over the place. And so these seven sons of Sceva thought, we're going to try a bit of deliverance. And so they got this guy that was totally demon-possessed, and they said, we adjure you by the Jesus that Paul preaches. Some of you are laughing because you know where this is going. I feel the anointing on me, burning on me right now. I think Jesus loved the story. Right? They used the name of Jesus. How many realize that? They said the name of Jesus. And what did that demon say out of that man? Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. Who are you? And he just pounced on those seven people. I mean, that must have been a strong man. He just pounced on those seven, tore their clothes off them, and they ran naked and screaming out of the house. Can you imagine that? The son of like the Jewish high priest in the town, and there's his kids just running naked screaming down the street. And it actually led to a revival in the town. Amen. Who ever thought that a deliverance that didn't work could lead to a revival? I mean, we're trying to do deliverances to bring revival. Amen. And I love the fact that the demons didn't just say, Jesus, I know, because if the demon had said, Jesus, I know, we all could have just put it in our little theological, historical book and said, well, that was because Jesus was the Son of God. And, you know, that was because Jesus was, you know, this person. But the fact is, the demon said, Paul, I know. So Paul was known to demons. Are you known to demons? Amen. I hope they know you. So they're terrified of you when you walk into town. Amen. They're terrified of you when you walk into their dairy, when you walk into their house. Amen. They're like, here's so and so. Here they come. Hope they don't see me in the eyes. Paul, I know. I'd rather be known in hell than known on Facebook. I'd rather have a reputation in hell, amen? We traveled the islands for 4 years before we had a website. We only got a Facebook page at the start of this year. We've been going 8 years. And I said to a young guy in Hawaii who wanted to start his website and get into ministry, I said, mate, my question is, I would rather be known in hell than on a website, and I'd rather be known in heaven than on a Facebook. So what do you want? Where do you want your reputation to be? Amen? I like nothing with a good deliverance telling that demon, you know who I am, don't you? That's why you're coming out in the name of Jesus. Amen. You know, I always share that story about that witch doctor that we delivered in Fiji many years ago. We got to meet him again. Praise the Lord, he's still alive, still serving Jesus. The team got to meet him because I've told the story so many times. And then he came to the School of the Spirit. And this is the guy I'm telling you about. He's real. This is a real story. And he's just still serving God. It's incredible, you know. But when we delivered him, I always tell the story. It's such a great illustration. The demon began to speak out of him. And he looked at the assistant pastor and he said, you don't have the power to cast me out. And the assistant pastor backed off. He looked at the pastor of the church. He said, you don't have the power to cast me out. The pastor backed off and he looked at me and he said, you don't have the power to cast me out. I said, shut up, devil. Yes, I do. I said, Jesus is in me. I do have the power to cast you out. And he said, oh, you're right. You do. If you command me to go, I have to go. And the truth is about that story is that the pastor did have the power. The assistant pastor did have the power, but they didn't have the revelation of the power that they had. And without revelation, they just had a theology that we have victory over the devil, but they had to take it into reality when the battle was on, and the reality comes through revelation. Hallelujah. And so we need the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the church. Like never before, we're in an age, and it's not an excuse to say there's so many voices, there's so many choices out there for young people. No, Jesus chose the most corrupt, defiled, perverse city in the region to release the Father's revelation of the Christ. Don't you just love Jesus? Don't you just love him, how he does it? He goes to the hardest place and says, get a revelation about who I am. Come on, let's go to the hard place. That's where Jesus is going to shine the brightest, amen? Let's go to the tough places, amen? Let's get into the tough situations, amen? And say, in this tough situation in my life, in this hard place in my life, I'm going to declare that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. You know, demons are just created beings, right? You don't have to fear them. They're just created beings. We serve an uncreated being. His name is Jesus. I mean, I just love to tell all those Hindu people, you know, you might have 3 million gods, but my God is God of all their gods. My God's the top God. Amen. You might be worried about principalities in this region, but my God is the principality that rules every principality. Amen. He's the principality of peace. Amen. He passed through the heavens, far above every principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named. He passed through them all. And on the way, he jangled the keys of hell past them as he went through the heavenly realms. Jingle, jingle, I got the keys. Jingle, jingle, I have the power. Let me just pass through. And they couldn't touch him. They couldn't touch him. He just passed right through them, jingling the keys. Amen? Jesus. Their king was defeated. I mean, Satan was defeated. And then he made a public spectacle. He made a show of it. That's why I'm not, we don't want to make a spectacle of people, amen, because we love people. But I don't believe in this, put the demonic deliverance thing in the back room for that sole reason, is God wants to make a public spectacle, not of the person. We love the person. We cover the person, but of the demon, because he has authority over the demonic realm, amen. He has power over the demonic realm, hallelujah. And we want to live in it. We live in an age where they want to water down the spiritual realm and the demonic realm into something that's mental. Well, how come they can't fix it but pump people full of drugs? Now, I'm not belittling anyone here that you might be on psych medication or you're going through stuff. But let me tell you, Jesus is your answer. He can deliver you. He can set you free. We had a lady come up to us last night, say, you know, I was set free from grief 2 years ago in your meeting, and I'm here tonight. I didn't want to miss it because I've been set free ever since. I mean, Jesus can set us free of mental bondage, emotional bondage, amen? But we need a fresh revelation. Hallelujah. Before we get into healing today, I want to pray for that fresh revelation, a spirit of revelation. If you look at Ephesians chapter 1, the Bible talks about the spirit of revelation. You guys with me today? We're getting some meat today, amen? It says this, in verse 17, it says, I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention in prayers that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. So here's the thing. The spirit of revelation isn't just something that is like just freely bestowed, if you get my point. It's not just given to you when you first get saved, or it's not something that just that is like Paul prayed that God would give them something they didn't have yet. Can you see that? Yeah. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you. Why would Paul pray for something that they already had? That means that there's something, there's realms and there's levels of revelation that are grace gifts that are given by God when we ask. That the Father of glory may give you something that you don't have yet, Ephesians. Who wants another level of revelation? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. May give to you the spirit and revelation in the knowledge of him. In the knowledge of him. So the same thing that Peter had when he had that revelation of Christ, it was a knowledge of who Jesus really was. That he wasn't just a man walking around. He wasn't just a prophet. He wasn't just a guru. He wasn't just a sage that did some good things. But he was actually King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And so we want a revelation in the knowledge of him. The longer you look at your problems, the bigger they become. The longer you look at Jesus, the bigger he becomes. If you want to defeat your problems, stop looking at them. Start looking at Jesus. As you look at Jesus, he will grow bigger, your problems will grow smaller. Hallelujah! It's true! May give you the spirit of revelation in the knowledge of him, the eye of your understanding being enlightened, that you might know what is the hope of his calling. So you have to know something. There's some things that we have to know. There's some things that we have to know more about. There's some things that we have to understand deeper. There's some things that we have to receive a revelation of, amen, if we're going to enter into this new season that God has us, amen. And it's the hope of our calling. It is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. So number one, the hope of our calling is about us being called as sons to God. Amen. Mike Connell's been here, done a great teaching on that. You probably all know more than me about that. But we are coming into sonship, that we should know who we are. See, the reason that the devil knew who Paul was, because Paul knew who he was. But here's the thing, the more you know yourself in the spirit, the more the spirit realm knows you. The more you know who you are in the more the spirit realm knows who you are. So we were walking in San Francisco Airport, and we'd just got into America doing a 3-month trip around the States. Doing a ministry trip, and we just landed in San Fran, and Les and the kids are on the escalator, and they're just walking. You know that escalator at big international airports, it just goes like that, and so they're on it, and I'm about 5 feet behind, so I'm just about to step on the escalator. As Les and the kids are going this way, a woman is going the other way on the other side of the escalator. The moment the woman passes Les and the kids, she falls under the power. In San Francisco Airport, falls down and slides down the escalator and slides out right at my feet. And I'm just looking at her. And her eyes are back. I realized later it was probably a demonic manifestation because the demon was welcoming us to America. And the manifestation was right back like that, and the eyes were right open like this. And I just looked around, and you can see the medics starting to run, everyone starting to run. And I just leaned over, I tapped their forehead, I said, "Come back in Jesus' name," and I smacked her on the forehead. I don't know what you would have done. You weren't there, but it was the first thing that came to me. And the ambulance guy, and he's like, "Who are you?" And I said, "I'm just a tourist, man. I don't know. I'm just passing through." So I went on the escalator, and then we parked up at the gate, and I'm looking back, and all the medics are there. Everyone's crowding around. I'm thinking, she might be dead. I might have to go pray for her again. I don't know. This is welcome to America. So I made my way over there, and as I reached there, I looked through the medics and everything, and she was back. She was back. And I leaned right in, and I said, "Jesus saved you today. Don't forget it." She looked at me like this. Hallelujah. So the more that you know who you are in the spirit, the more the spirit realm responds to who you are. Thank you, Jesus. What you have access to is your inheritance. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe? The exceeding, hyper, greatness, mega, of his dunamis power toward us who believe. So the spirit of wisdom and revelation that can be granted when we ask is given for us to know some key things in the spirit that will magnify our realm and influence and dominion as children of God. It's to know who our calling is, sons. It's to have access to our inheritance on this earth in his kingdom. And it's to know the exceeding magnitude of power that is available to the Christian believer. Hallelujah. How do we engage? Well, one, we're going to pray and ask. But number two, the Bible says in the book of Revelation, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. It is time that we entered in to the realm of the Spirit on another level. It is time that we entered in that place in the Spirit, in the reality of Jesus' world. And we saw things with the veil pulled as they really are. And we abided and dwelt in that place until suddenly something enters our spirit. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus gets bigger and bigger, and our problems get smaller and smaller and smaller until you step out of that realm. And Jesus said, I will give you the keys. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. You don't get the keys without the revelation. The revelation comes first, then the authority to activate what you know, that you know, that you know is true in your life. Let's stand to our feet. If we can have the band up here. I don't know, I just felt like giving some meat, amen, today, and it just popped in my spirit last night. Hallelujah. That's just fresh. I haven't preached on that ever before. That's just totally fresh from the Spirit. And what's that worthy? We're singing something worthy. It was just beautiful. Worthy is your name, Jesus. Come on, let's lift our hands in this place. Thank you, Father. Father, the Bible says that Paul asked you that you would give Ephesians something they didn't have, a deeper spirit of revelation. And so we come before you today that every person in this room, corporately as a church, individually, that there would be a spirit of wisdom and revelation granted to us on a deeper level, because when the noise is loudest, your voice must rise to meet that noise. When the enemy comes in like a flood, your standard must be lifted up in God's people. That when darkness is dark, the light shines the brightest. We know this. This is biblical, Lord. So we're asking for a greater revelation, a greater manifestation of the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you that would come upon God's people and all that are watching by the Facebook and the YouTube and the people that are here, that this would be something that would go out into New Zealand, that we would get hungry for that deeper knowledge, that we would know that the more we're knowing who we are in the spirit, the more the spirit realm would know who we are in the natural, and that there'd be something that gets attracted to this house, Living Waters, and to Christchurch in the coming months, and something in the spirit would begin to move among this place. It'd be a spirit of revelation that would draw us into who he is, the Christ, the Son of the living God, and all the realms of power and authority and dominion and influence and inheritance that come through that revelation, Father.
Jesus, you deserve the praise. Yeah, the years. deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name.
One more time.
Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name.
One more time, come on.
Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. Worthy deserve the praise. Worthy is your name.
Come on, just the voices today. Just sing it to them, people.
Is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise.
Come on, just give the Lord a clap right now. Even as we're singing, some of you just starting to feel a bit of victory. Some of you getting revelation of victory. Some of you getting revelation of who you are in Christ. Some of you getting a revelation of who you are. Some of you are starting to sense some kind of victory rising up on the inside of you. Some kind of dominion, some kind of power rising up inside of you. There's Christ that's rising on the end. Some of you are just starting, I know who I am. I know who I am. I know who I am. Suddenly something is starting to stir. Something is starting to stir. Some of you, I can't explain it. No, you can't explain revelation. You just know it. You just know it. You can't explain it. You just know it. And all of a sudden, the joy bubbles up and the victory bubbles up. It's like you want to get out of your own skin. You feel bigger than your own skin because this is just a tent. Some of you outgrow your tent. Amen. That's what happened to Enoch. He just outgrew his tent. Amen. I just know there's people here today, you need to give your life to Christ. You've been hearing about this Jesus, but it's like today something's clicked in you and you're just like, I need to give my life to Jesus the Christ. I'm going to surrender today and we're not going to be sober about it. You need to recommit your life and just get rid of all that rubbish and all that noise and all your friends competing and what everyone's been saying about you and what everyone is talking about and who said this and what conspiracy is that. And I know the number one conspiracy is Christ is the Son of God. That's the biggest conspiracy and it's true. It's true. It's true. Amen. So if that's you today, you want to surrender your life to Christ, on the count of three, just come down here. You're just going to recommit your life right now. Come on, right now in the name of Jesus. One, two, three. Get down here right now. Come on. Get down here right now. You're going to commit your life to Christ. Come on. Sing it. Sing it. Come on. Okay, well, I've seen dyslexia healed, so I have faith for that. I've seen it healed, amen. I prayed for a lady with dyslexia, and The next day, she woke up and wrote a book, a children's book, the next day. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we just speak to Duncan, and I just release you lie that you're going to go lay hands on him in the power of the Holy Spirit. And we say, Duncan, 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 be healed in the name of Jesus. I come against the doctor's report and I release the fire in your hands for healing in Jesus' name. Let Duncan come back and let the power come through in the mighty name of Jesus. That's right, there's power there right now. I come against Crohn's disease. I come against Crohn's disease right now. Crohn's disease, I speak to you. That's it. That's it. I speak to you. That's it. Out. Out. That's the fire right there. Out. Out of her body right now. All pain. All pain right now in the name of Jesus. That's it. That's it. It goes right now. It goes right now. Just someone can, a lady just lay hands. I speak against dyslexia in the name of Jesus. You will read and you will write in the name of Jesus Christ. And I speak to the brain to come in line with the Word of God right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Dyslexia, leave right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, come on, I just want you to stand to your feet. Oh, you already are, but I just want you to, if you need healing in your body, I said we're going to pray the prayer of faith, amen, and we'll sing that song again. If you need healing in your body, I want you to lift this hand, your right hand, sorry, lift your right hand of power. If you need healing, and I want you to put it on that part of your body that needs healing today. Okay, if it's your back, put it on your back. If it's your eyes, put it on your eyes. If it's your ear, put it on your ear. Okay, if it's something you can touch, if it's an organ, I just want you to put that on that part of your body, amen? Now, here's the thing. The Bible says that the elders will pray the prayer of faith. So I'm standing in my office as an evangelist, and I'm going to release the prayer of faith. Now, when I do, some of you are going to start feeling heat come upon that part of your body. As you feel heat upon that part of your body, I'm going to say, start moving, and I want you to start activating your faith and move something that you couldn't move before. See if the pain's gone. Just do something. If you've got glasses, just read a Bible. Okay, we had someone throw away their glasses in Fiji last week. Okay, just read the Bible, walk around, just do something you couldn't do. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready, drummer? Are you ready, worship? Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, according to James chapter 5, at my office, Father, I release the prayer of faith. The Bible says that you will release the prayer of faith and the Lord will save them and raise them off their sick bed. So right now, I speak right now in the name of Jesus. I speak to bone conditions to be healed. I speak to lungs to be healed. I speak to asthma to be healed. I speak to arthritis to be healed. I speak to backs to be healed. I speak to necks to be healed. I speak to blood to be healed. I speak to pain to leave people's bodies right now in the name of Jesus. I speak to it right now in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Knees, be healed. Be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed. Okay, now check that part of your body, because sometimes the healing comes in the action. So if you've got asthma, cough, if you've got ankle problems, just begin to walk. If you've got back problems, bend over. Just begin to check if it's glasses, but try and read something in the room that you couldn't read before. Just move. I'm seeing a lot of people with their hand up. I don't see a lot of movement. You got to activate your faith. Amen. Just begin to move that part of your body. We'll pray one more time. Are you ready? Lay your hands. Come up. Jesus. We release that power right now. We release that fire right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We release that fire, that healing power right now in Jesus' name. Worthy is your name, Jesus.
deserve the praise. Worthy is your name.
I felt someone. I just felt someone. I felt heat on the bottom of my foot right now. So someone, you have, it's like plantar fasciitis. It's like where the balls of your feet are just constantly in pain. It's like something with the balls of your feet, the bottom. Who is that? Is that you, plantar fasciitis? Two, just stand into the aisle, those two people right there. Just felt that right now. There's healing for you right now. Just felt that on the balls of my feet. Where's that other lady? Just come into the aisle. Is that you? Okay. I'm just going to pray, and then you're going to, oh, sweetie, you're going to get healed today, amen? Come on. I'm just going to pray, and then you're going to activate your faith, okay, on the balls of your feet. Are you ready? Are you ready? Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, just let that go right now. Sha. Sha. Father, right now, on the balls of the feet, you just need to let that out right now. That just let that go. I command that spirit to leave right now. I command that spirit of trauma to leave right now. Out of her. Out of her. Right now, in Jesus' name. Just be released on the balls of your feet. On the balls of your feet. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That fire fall right there. Right there. Come out. Come out, spirit. Come out, spirit. On the balls of your feet. Right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You feeling that, brother? You feeling that fire right there? On the balls of your feet, brother. I come against plantar fasciitis in the name of Jesus. That's it. Let it go right now. That's it. Power of God's just flowing over you, bro. Power of God's just flowing over you, bro. Right now. Right now, in Jesus' mighty name. Power of God's just flowing, 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 flowing. Jesus' mighty name, right now, right now. It breaks. It breaks. Right now, in Jesus' mighty name, on the balls of the feet. And on the count of three, I'm going to get you to just stamp. Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. I just feel like there's someone you have fear of, like a bone condition. You're just, you're getting pain in your bones, and you're afraid. Is this the start of a bone condition or something? And it's just a lie that's just creeping into your mind. There is there anyone here that's just having that something with the bone, around a bone condition? And you're thinking, man, why am I getting aches right there in the bone area? And it's connected to a spirit of fear. Come on. Come on, brother. Barnaby, come on. Was there someone else? You put your hand up over there, sweetie. Okay, the Lord just wants you to know it's a lie. There's nothing wrong with your bones. He just said, just take a day off. Because I see in the spirit, you're always busy. You've always been busy. Work here and family here and things happening over here. There's just always busy, right? Yeah, and that's why the bones are like that, eh? Because you've got to honor your body. Okay, you honor your body, okay? You look after special needs people, amen? Okay, so there's that constant work. Isn't that amazing? So, Father, right now, I just release you. The Lord says, just take a rest. Take a rest. Thank you, Jesus. That's it. The power of God's on you. 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 You don't just look after special needs, but I also see your money goes out to different people, like relatives. You help a lot of people with money, and so you need the job, and you're worried you're going to lose the job. But the Lord says, I'll give you the strength. You just learn to take a rest when I say, in the name of Jesus. See, a lot of sicknesses these days are psychosomatic, which actually means it's in the mind. It's because we're not resting. We're not in peace. We're not in rest. We're not dealing with the traumas in our life. Like this woman right here, the Lord just wants to release you, sweetie, right now from the trauma right now. Learn to rest, sweetie, okay? I just come against that trauma right now. See, as you went into a fetal position, the Lord just said something happened when you're a real baby. There's been a trauma. I just come against it right now in the name of Jesus. And the pain in your body, is just a product of that because your body has to enter into rest. I just come against adrenal fatigue, adrenaline glands that are just pumping all the time. I just come against it in the name of Jesus right now. Oh, there's deepness happening right now. There's some deep healing happening right now. Thank you, Father. Who felt like something changed? Just wave at me when you got prayed. You felt like something changed? Just come down here quickly. Anyone else feel like something changed when we just prayed the prayer of faith? You just felt like something changed. How are you? I know you. It's like people get greedy for the anointing, you know, and then you just start bumping into them all the time. What happened?
I had really sore, like, strained voice, and then I just prayed, like, and then my voice is a lot better now.
Come on, thank you, Jesus. You can tell?
Yeah.
Something changed? Come on, Lord, isn't that awesome? What happened, sweetie? Come over here. What happened, sweetie?
It's my eyesight. I had, I would normally wear glasses for long distance, and I could just read from where I was.
Hey, your eyesight got fixed, amen. So how long have you needed glasses for?
10 years. Yeah.
So what could you see that you couldn't see before?
I couldn't read from back there. I couldn't read the screens.
You couldn't read the screens. Put a scripture up on screen. Put one of my scriptures up. So that would be hard? Huh? It's not? It's easy?
It is, yeah. It's easy. I can read.
Go right down the back there. Yeah, just keep that up. Right down the back. For 10 years, you've been wearing glasses. Did I hear you right? Just have a look at that screen. Just shout. Just shout. Can you read it? What does it say? Woo! Come on, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Isn't that cool? Now, the plantar fasciitis people, I just want you to stamp your feet. I just want you to stamp your feet. This lady over here, I just really believe God's touched you. Why don't you just, can we just help her? Just stamp your feet. How do you feel, brother?
I don't know. I don't know yet. They weren't hurting it as well as behind the drums. So.
But how long have you had it for?
Years and years, maybe.
For 7 years. But you're weeping right now. You feel the power of God?
I've been feeling God all week.
Just doing something special in your heart, eh? Were you on the drums before?
Yeah, I'm the drummer.
The Lord is removing from you a deep loneliness that you've had ever since you're a little boy. You could never put your finger on it, but there were waves. Sometimes it was like waves upon you. Waves of, it's like oppression. Things would just come and go. And the Lord has shown me that what He's doing this week, He's setting you free. He's setting you free. There's a new realm of freedom you're entering into. And with that freedom, it's going to be like a joy. You couldn't describe it to people. It was just like a blanket. But the Lord is just saying, son, it's time. You're going to enter into the joy of the Lord on a whole new level. Amen. Come on, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just release it over you right now. And I just come against things you went through growing up. There was some things that you went through growing up. It created this kind of like oppression, almost depression. It would come in waves. Sometimes you'd be good, sometimes you wouldn't. You couldn't explain it. Sometimes that sense of loneliness. But the Lord is just saying, no, I'm setting you free, son. You don't have to go back there, son. You don't have to go back there because I'm bringing you into your inheritance of joy in my spirit, and things are about to change in Jesus' name. What's happening?
Sorry. That was that loneliness as well.
Come out! Rejection! Loose her! Loose her! Loneliness! Rejection leaves in the name of Jesus. Loneliness leaves in the name of Jesus. Just loose her! Loose her, rejection! Loose her in the name of Jesus. Lonely feeling, loose her in the name of Jesus. We come against that. You're loved and accepted by God. How's people's legs? Anyone else here come with plantar fasciitis? Bones, eh? I'm going to pray for you, sir. I will get to you. How are you feeling? Huh? Has all the pain left? Come here quickly. Come here. Oh, yes. Bend over. Come here.
I went to the doctor because I have sore legs, and I reckon it's something called a sciatic pain nerve, but have some x-ray and all that, and they reckon it's arthritis, but I don't think it's arthritis. But
lift your knees right now, huh? Do something, ma'am. Come on now. Come on now. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Hey, come out, devil. Come out. Man, I thought we got rid of all those snake spirits in Fiji, man. I'm telling you. They followed us all the way from Fiji. Come on, lift your hands in this place. Amen. We'll keep praying for a few people. We're going to close. Let's give the Lord a big clap of praise today. Amen. Praise the Lord.